Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is one of the nastiest stories that I've ever read. So a man is suing Dunkin' Donuts because he said that their toilet exploded. Oh. Gosh, it sounds like a USPS office. Says that their toilet exploded and that he was left filthy and injured. He's accusing them of negligence. And the lawsuit says, this is Winter Park, Florida, Flagler County, Florida man. He said he 2 years ago, a toilet exploded. Paul Kerouac was visiting the Dunkin' Donuts, and it was January 6, 22. And he says while he was there, a toilet in the men's bathroom totally exploded and covered the bathroom and him in human feces and urine, according to the suit. He came out, asked employees for at the store for help cleaning himself. And the employees told him they were aware of the problem with the toilet due to prior incidents. So he said he required mental health care and counseling as a direct result of the trauma experienced in the restroom. And it says that he got severe and long-term injury. He wants damages over $50,000 and says that Duncan did not maintain the toilet or warn him ahead of time. I mean, I think if you're going to be so stupid as to have an exploding toilet, you're going to be messing around with suits like this. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's pretty simple. I mean, good heavens. How do you not? I mean, I don't even understand how it would explode either.
That was just my next question. It's like that's a bigger problem than just the toilet, it sounds like.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It just, this story from Florida, a Florida woman had two horses stolen from her and they were slaughtered for their meat. According to Miami-Dade's, who eats horse meat? I know some people do, but I mean, who? Why do you need to eat? Why do you need to eat horse meat? They said that the bodies of the horses were found in the home near the home, and they appeared to be butchered for their meat. The investigation is ongoing. If I found out, if I had horses and someone kidnapped my horses or my pets, imagine John Wick on every steroid known to man. Though that is not an exaggeration. Oh no, it would be. Oh man. Because John Wick started as a movie about a dog. Let's be honest. This is a dog movie, right? Oh, can you imagine? First of all, how do you steal somebody's horses anyway, though? They're horses. They're, like, pretty big. How do you get, oh. So they said that the owner of the horses told the NBC affiliate that she thinks that they may have been watching her to even know how to get the horses out and all this other stuff. And she said that, she had been under some kind of surveillance or something. That's just crazy. Now, speaking of pets, a Lakeland nurse was charged with poisoning her neighbor's pets. Oh boy. 51-year-old Tamisha Knighton, a licensed practical nurse at United Healthcare at WellMed, is charged with 3 counts of animal cruelty, 1 count of depositing poison in public after detectives said she poisoned 2 cats and a pregnant chihuahua. She also killed 8 puppies. Oh, my gosh. So they said that they investigated that. Well, it was a pregnant chihuahua and her puppies. And so they said that it was disgusting, a horrifying, a heinous crime, etc. And then they finally found her. She apparently had threatened to poison the pets for coming into her yard before. And they said that it was just awful. The sheriff said that it made him really angry. And so she's now being charged with that. I also think, again, in cases like that, you should allow the pet owners to be able to slap her around a little bit. Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Again, I would not allow. I'm very protective of my animals. I wouldn't let them. They wouldn't be in anybody else's yard in the first place. But say if there was an accident or something happened. Somebody did point. Oh, my gosh. There's just no amount. There's no limitation to the physical pain that I would inflict on somebody. There just isn't. Oh, my gosh. Who does that to an animal? Who does that? What is wrong with you? Oh. All right. So moving on. Golly, could we have something that. Okay, here we go. You want a good one? This hardcore Florida woman saved her Rottweiler from an alligator attack. I did not have Rottweiler versus alligator like right on my bingo card for the first week coming back, but here we go. Gwen Cash was taking her Rottweiler Maximus out for a walk near her Pembroke Pines home, and an alligator swiftly approached her dog. She said it was within 5 minutes. She said, and that she said the gator just came for him and was trying to go for her dog's throat. She said, I put my arm around my dog's chest. She got scratched. She goes, but I'm glad he didn't close his mouth. She saved her dog from the gator's clutches. But and this is an older woman, too. This older woman apparently out-Rottweilered her Rottweiler in fighting this gator. So she's having the alligator removed. She's talking to Florida Fish and Wildlife, and they're having a trapper come down to do it because she's like, look, if it came for that big dog, it's not going to hesitate to go after for a kid, which is she's right, or anybody else. So good on her. Our partners, our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15. This should be part of your EDC. If you're unfamiliar with the P15, it is the lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market. 14 ounces unloaded. Holds standard capacity of 15 plus one rounds. It's 15 one-chambered. Tritamin fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear, and striker fire reliability and nice trigger. So there's two different versions. You have the polymer and the metal version. The metal version has a really vintage look and feel. It has these gorgeous classic wood grips. Very comfortable. Same great modern sight, same great trigger, great capacity, same capacity. And the polymer version has gator grip texture. I mean, they're both awesome, awesome handguns. They're both gorgeous. Get both of them. I mean, why not? It's America. For public safety and self-defense, P15 should definitely be one of your concealed carry go-tos. Lightest, thinnest. And it's, I like that particularly because, you know, ladies carry a little bit differently than dudes. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I don't think that this is not a good thing, especially as he's going into, because tomorrow is, oh boy, Kane, what's tomorrow?
Saturday?
Yeah, but the number. Oh, it's a big day to the left.
That's right.
The J6 anniversary, I forgot about that.
Or whatever it is. And he's, so Biden, I mentioned this, I sent this out to you. If you get my emailed newsletter, you will have this out because we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but more details are coming out. So he's trying to make his whole, he's basically kicking off his campaign in earnest tomorrow. And he's going to Charlottesville and he's doing two speeches this week and he's focusing on the riot on the 6th, which they say is an insurrection. But if you copy and paste other people's work unattributed, that's not plagiarism. They've got it crafted to where he's going to try to he's going to frame his campaign relaunch around whether it's, you know, he's going to be in Valley Forge talking about fighting the British and then he's going to be in Charlottesville. He's going to try to use and say and act like he's like Washington and Washington's army is basically what it is. And these people are all the bad people. You are all the bad people. And in Charlottesville, he's going to, and they're also, he's apparently also going to, isn't he making a visit to the church in which that, I'm not going to mention the murderer's name, that one dude went and shot up a church and he was allowed to purchase his firearm because they messed up and the FBI literally had to write a letter that's still available online saying that it was a paperwork error, that's what it was, and that allowed him to purchase his firearm and he was kind of a known entity already. Yeah, I know. But hey, it's like Republicans' fault or something, I don't know. So his campaign, if you thought you were already tired of the campaign season, just wait until Biden kicks off because it's going to be doom and gloom. Everyone's going to die and you're not black unless you vote for him. That's what it's going to be pretty much. I think we covered all of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it's going
to
be.
I mean, he's dedicating the entire kickoff to his campaign to all these tragic places.
Yeah.
There's a narrative afoot.
So they said he's going. This is how they have it. Let me pull this up. This is what they were sending out to the media. So they're so appalled by Trump's role in January 6th. That's literally how they're starting this. So they're keeping that, trying to keep that alive. And then they're going to say he's putting the deadly assault on the Capitol. Yeah, it was a Capitol police officer that shot and killed an unarmed woman that had an entire SWAT team behind her. And it was all on video, but okay. He's going to focus on that. He's going to talk about Charlottesville. And then he's doing a speech today at Valley Forge. And he's talking about the 2020 election and et cetera, et cetera. And these campaign officials say the venue is apt because it's where George Washington's army endured a frigid winter in 1777 and 78. He's going to offer a contrast with Trump. He really wants Trump to be the nominee. Really does. So that's how he's Are you guys, from what I just shared with you, does that give you any insight on how to handle inflation? His plans for dealing with that? Has it given you any insight on his plans for dealing with energy costs? Jobs? No. Because that's all they have to offer. That's literally all they have to offer. They have nothing else. Golly, we got all... And then his son has the documentary cameras following him everywhere. You can't make this stuff up. Yeah, is it gonna solve the problem at the border? Nope. But that's the goal, though. That's the goal. They don't care about any of it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up, two restaurant employees were allegedly pepper sprayed over an automatic tip charge. This is in South Bend, Indiana. An investigation is underway. A group of 10 people were accused of trying to outsmart an Indiana restaurant's tipping policy. And then two employees ended up getting pepper sprayed. Really? 18% gratuity that was automatically added to parties six or more. And they said the group in 10 came in acting like they weren't together, sat in different sections. That's not how that works. So they added an 18% gratuity, and then it got out of, there was like video, got out of control because the world sucks. Oh my gosh. So don't talk about calendars. Vintage calendars from the year 1996 are worth the money in 2024. Did you know that? I mean, how much money? They're talking about like vintage, like Star Wars stuff. 1996 apparently is the year that both, it has to do with like a leap year thing. So some are going online, like for sale for like $200. And they said it's because they can be used in 2024 because they match up. They're both years are leap years, and they each started on a Monday.
I wonder if I have one of those.
Why would you have kept a calendar from 1996?
I don't know. Like, I remember I used to write in the, you know, those little scheduler booky things, mm-hmm, that you used to buy, like
planners.
Yeah, is that what they call? Yeah. I haven't had one for a while. But yeah, I'm thinking I had one in the 90s. Might be able to use it.
Seriously?
Might be worth some money.
You would keep that? You would have
I might
kept
have it
for that long?
Look, there was some personal information in there. Why wouldn't I want to keep that?
That's funny.
It's not odd.
A father says that his daughter's car is melting in the driveway, and Honda says it's not covered by the warranty. They said, so this family in Georgia say that one of their cars is literally melting away, and they're trying to get it situated. Parts of the car from the driver's side mirror to the front bump, from the front bumper to the passenger side mirror, they said started to warp. The paint began to bubble up. They said that it's just literally disintegrating. It's been sitting in their driveway, and they took it to a local Honda dealer because it's a Honda, and they said, oh, it's just caused by the sun. What? It shouldn't melt by sitting just like outside. And they're like, oh, it's not covered by the warranty. Sorry. So what case is that? Is it like a faulty paint? But it's warping too. So it's more than just paint. I've never heard of anything like that happening. I don't know. Let's see. A burglar was busted because he was trying to use Uber as a getaway driver. This is so stupid. Why would you do this? That's why they're burglars. You know, they picked crime. They're not the smartest people. It's in Colorado. Police say they caught a burglar trying to get away in an Uber last week. Wheat Ridge Police Department. Wheat officers responded to reports of a burglary at Blue Sky Plumbing. There was a hole in the fence. Security footage of a guy stealing tools. And then the Uber driver said he was called to pick up a dude named Jose who was walking towards the car. Officers stopped them all, and he got in trouble. That you can't order Uber as your getaway driver. It's like really makes it really easy to bust you for the crime. I can't even believe that has to be explained. Maybe it shouldn't be. I don't know. And apparently the latest Epstein documentation has dropped. Now this is stuff that's been out, but it hasn't been unredacted, meaning you didn't know who was involved because you didn't know what was said. So I don't know if saying dropped is the accurate, unredacted now, officially unmasked. So I got to give you an owl update. I told you this yesterday. I don't know how else to describe it. It's an accidental attic owl. Apparently we have like an opening in our attic. And I feel like I should be more freaked out about this than I am. It was large enough for a little screech owl to get into. And my husband was up in the attic yesterday and boom, there's an owl. in the attic. Now, I think this is the owl that has lived in our patio and lived, and I wouldn't let Chris get rid of it. And he's like, the owl droppings were crazy. But I think it's the same owl that's lived here for a while. Like when we first bought our house, there was an owl that we saw on the rafters in the patio, and I'm like, oh, it's an owl. It's meant to be. I've always wanted one. And now it's in the attic though. So does this mean we're wizards? Isn't that how that works? Like, you get an owl.
I think them's the rules.
I think them's the rules. I think that's right. But anyway, so this, he's still there. And we have to have, like, someone come and get him, kindly get him, and move him. Although, I want to build an owl house for him. But I don't know anything about construction or power tools or anything like that. So I feel like that could be a very interesting venture for me. There's a Juan shows that that's a picture of this owl.
Now, is it officially named Owl Bundy now?
Yeah. So thank you for reminding me of that. So we had a poll yesterday on social media. I left it up for a couple hours and I'm like, I threw some name suggestions out. What do we have? Edgar Owl Lynn Poe.
Like that one. Yeah. Like that one.
Owl Bundy.
My favorite.
Jareth, because Jareth. Okay. No, some people were like, what is this garbage? David Bowie's character in Labyrinth turned into an owl.
It's true.
And his character name in Labyrinth was Jareth. That's why. Sense. That's where it comes from. I felt like that required too much explaining.
Long road to get there, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, Owl Bundy ran away with the vote. Yeah. So that's its name, Owl Bundy. Yeah. And he seems pretty chill so far. And so my other option was, can we build like a little owl door? I don't even know what that would look like. I'm just trying to come up because I really want to keep it. And my husband was like, you realize that possums and all that use doors too. Yeah. It's not just like they're not going to go, oh, this is just for the owl. But wouldn't the owl eat the possum? If you had a screech owl versus a possum, who wins in that fight?
I don't know. Possums can get pretty big. Do you think an owl can just eat a possum?
I don't know.
Maybe a baby one.
All I know about owls is that they're wise. I mean, I had a friend that used to go through their feces for bones. Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird thing.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah, but I could sell that. I'm just thinking of capitalist opportunities here. Anyway, I don't know what it is. So it's there. And apparently, one of the other things, they said that they're attracted to manufactured boxes. So we have this giant box in our attic, and it's a posable dummy. You guys have seen it before. I don't know why. I bought this on a whim at a Spirit Halloween, and I would randomly pose it around the house to scare the living daylights out of my friends and family. I don't know. Like if we would have family to stay over, I would literally put it in the bed that the family was going to sleep in and cover it up, and they'd walk in. I used to stick it in, you know, the bathroom at night just to scare people. I mean, it was like a thing. I don't know. That's how we're weird. So anyway, I don't know. It loves this. It loves the box. It likes to sit on the box. And apparently, I looked it up, screech owls like manufactured boxes. Huh. I didn't know that.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So I really want to try to build an, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it'll still be here Monday. I don't know. That's my wish. But Chris says it can't stay in the attic or I got to clean it up. I don't really like that option. So, because I'm a girl. Anyway. Today's stupidity came.
Well, we don't have time to play the audio, but this is the.
Like talking about Owl Bundy.
That's right. The View earlier this morning, they're claiming you shouldn't listen to anyone but them on the details as it relates to the COVID vaccine.
I'm going to interrupt you because I just had a brilliant idea.
What?
That's today's stupidity, but what if it was like in a part of the show? Owl Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
Like back here.
I want that.
I didn't mean to totally hijack. I'm sorry, Kane. I'll make up for it next week. You can pet him.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.